Your college work was done where?
At the University of Miami in Coral Gables, Florida.
And then Charlie's was?
At OU. He was funny. He talked often about how he never thought about where he was going to go to school. In fact, he forgot to test or anything. He just got in the car and drove to OU, and the rest was history. He absolutely loved OU, and he loved his football. In fact, we were in Israel in October for the dedication of Makaz Shimshon, and Charlie really grew ill. He was hemorrhaging, and the paramedic did not want him to get on the plane. He was bound and determined to return to Tulsa because OU was playing Nebraska, and he had been invited to sit in President David Boren's box with Senator at the time, Don Nichols. So we flew across the Atlantic with him bleeding, and we came home, and he got up and went to the office on Friday. And Saturday morning, he and Sandy got up like at 6 in the morning and drove over for that football game. He loved his OU football and OU, and he loved Oklahoma. Tulsa was home. Yeah. He grew up on the north side of Tulsa, graduated from Central, and then went on to go to OU. And took a huge gamble when oil was $3 a barrel in starting Sampson.
Then when you got married, you then came here to live with Charlie in Tulsa.
Right.
And did you notice a big difference in the way you were treated from Oklahoma City to Tulsa?
Well, also, that was 1962. So there was a very warm and welcoming Jewish community here in Tulsa that I did not have in Oklahoma City. And I attribute part of it to Charlie and going to OU, and a lot of the friends that he had from college became my friends, plus the fact that a lot of the young men from Tulsa that Charlie grew up with had brides from other places than Tulsa. So we all moved here with our husbands without our immediate close family, but their family. So we kind of formed a little network.
Charlie's personality, it sounds like he was outgoing.
He was very outgoing. He had a great sense of humor, and he was brilliant. I mean, people talk about how really smart he was. He won all kinds of awards at OU and everything. Our second date, and this again goes back to philanthropy, they had at the time what was called United Jewish Appeal, or UJA, to help those in need. Our second date was here in Tulsa, and Charlie was working his UJA cards. So very early on, I also knew that we both shared a love of taking care and making other people's lives better.
Mm-hmm. In the 70s, then, Charlie made a big bet, and that's when he raised capital.
Right.
And tell us about that.
I really can't, because I was not involved in it, you know, nearly as much. The only thing that I helped him do, we worked together to create the name Sampson. And it was really funny. I had to co-sign the loan. And I said to him, I'll have to bake a lot of chocolate chip cookies to pay that one off. Thought it was interesting that the bank wanted my co-signature. And for a while, Charlie had a limited partnership, and I was involved in the entertaining part of the limited partnership, taking people out and taking them to the oil fields to see. Charlie really had a lot of investors because his honesty and integrity, his reputation preceded him. But I was not really involved other than that.
But when he raised the capital, it was to buy Amerada Hess's oil production in California.
Right.
Shortly after that, the price of oil tripled as a result of the Arab oil embargo against the United States.
Right. He had the foresight. He did a tremendous amount of reading and research. But again, like I said, he was a huge gambler. I mean, because when we first got married, we lived on, I don't know what's there right now on the corner, but behind 21st and Sheridan in a little two-room duplex. And then we moved to 5819 East 53rd Street, where our first house was $32,000, and we weren't sure where we were going to get the money, because everything that Charlie did make really went back in to build Sampson.
Yes, his brains were working for him, but he had a business sense, or should I say, a gut feeling about decisions, too. So when he made that bet,
right,
he had a natural sense, didn't he?
Totally a natural sense. there's a story that he liked to tell, and it's written in one of the books about him. As I said, they started on the old Sepulpa Highway with his used oil-filled equipment. One day, he stayed after work to close a sale of some used oil-filled equipment where the pipe was $3. And he said to Dan, that was his brother, "I don't care what you do, but I'm moving uptown." And I'm not sure exactly when that took place. I think it was right before we got married. So he always had a sense of wanting to improve and to learn and to grow. Start out being S&S Pipe and Supply, and then the Schusterman Oil Company, and then he and Dan split up, and it became Samson.